Welcome to Shom Achshav and the Daf. She responds to Lo Nishman Sarim Yaakov Shalom Le'avas Yitzchok. We're holding our Dezora Daf Samech Vov. And in Amud Beis, the Gemara discussed the sugyo, the big sugyo, if reicho milsoi or lav milsoi. Is the smell of something considered to be like drinking it? And Rava says, reicho lav milsoi, that's what we pask in lahalacho, the reicho is lav milsoi. The Chasam Sofer, in his drushes, Chalek Beis, the Shabbos HaGodol, Yir Tafkuv Tzadigimu, says a big Yisoid, which is quoted in a few Sfarim, and is based on the Gemara and Brachas Davim Gimel Beis. Because the Gemara says there, and we're going to use here the Girso that the Chasam Sofer is quoting, which is, by us we don't have that, but that's the Girso that the Chasam Sofer has. The Gemara says, Omar Rav Zutro Bar Tuvio Omar Rav Asidim Bachurei Yisrael Shiloi Tomu Tamchet. The Bachurei Yisrael that did not taste the taste of chet, she nu reich toiv kalavonon, who have a good smell like the lavonon. She neema, it says in the pasuk, yelchu yon koiso v'yikazayis hoidoi v'reich loy kalavonon. So the Chasam Sofer is medayek like this. Why does it say, shaloi tomu tam chet? We're talking about the chet, you speak about the taste. They didn't have a taste of the chet, so they will have a good smell like the lavonon. Why don't you say they didn't have the smell of the chet? Why by the chet you're using tam, and when you talk about the good smell that they have, you speak about a smell. So it's like the Chasam Sofer, that the idea of reicho lav milso, that's only in things that are bad. We're talking about isurim, we're talking about tumo, we're talking about something which is wrong. So then we have a din reicho lav milso. But we talk about gedusha, talk about tahara, so then reicho is milso. And the Chasam Sofer sends us to Gemara and Soita, but really it's the same Gemara there in Brachas. Because the Gemara there says, "Minayin shemivochim al reich." How do you know that you say a bracha on a good smell? Shemar kol neshama ta'alilka. Ezu dova shanishama ne'nes vimenu ve'ein aguf ne'na vimenu hevoimer ze'areich. The smell belongs to the neshama. The smell belongs specifically to hana of the neshama. Chasam Sofer in a different place speaks about arichus, the fact that Melech Hamashiach is merich v'doyin. He will do dinim based on smell. So because the smell belongs to the neshama, so regarding Gdusha, Adirabo, the Reyach, Reicho Milsohi. And now it's the same story that's brought down in the Sefer Nachas HaShulchan, which is based on the Torah of Rav Nachman of Breslev on Yerideh Simon Kufches, it says the same story. The Reicho La Milsohi is only regarding Yisurim, only regarding Tumo, because the Sitra Akra, the Koyach of bad in the world, doesn't have an Achizo, a connection to Reyach, to smell, only to taste. So Yimele says the Chasam Sofer, that's the pshat. If the Bachur Yisrael, loy tom utam chet, by chet, there's no shaykhs to smell. So they talk about taste. If they didn't have the taste of chet, so they will have shaykhs to the smell of the Levonon. And this connects to what the Chidor writes in the Rosh Dovi in Parash Vayetze. He brings there the Medrash that says in the Pasuk, Re'eh Re'ach Bni, Bin Lamed She'ral HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Samigdosh Bonui V'Chore V'Bonui. Re'erech bni, it's bonoi, smelling the good smell. Yitzchok of Yivinu is smelling the good smell. That's Re'esamidish bonoi. Why? Because when Re'esamidish is bonoi, you have re'ach nichoyach. Ki re'ach hasada, the smell of an open field, that's chor, that's fuck up a Re'esamidish, which is chor. Because it's called sada, tzien sada tichorish. Shebrucho Hashem, bonoi mishucho la'osid lovoi. So how's the chidoh? The Mishnah, when we talk about the Mishnah is bonoi, so the smell is intact because you have korbanos and you have a good smell. Reach nechoyach. But when Mishnah is chorev, where is the smell? You say reach hasade. Where is the smell that you have in chorev Mishnah? So he brings the kedusha rishoyin kitcha lishayso v'kitcha losid lovin, and that's why Elyon Novi has this such a concept. The Elyon Novi does korbanos and Mishnah. And we are allowed to be makriv today, even though there's no bais, because kedusha rishoyin kitchel shayis of kitchel lost loving. So he says, so in the time basically it's just kayom, you have the reyach because you have the actual korbanos. But when you have chorban beis hamikdash, there's still remaining, and that's what's called reicho milsohi. The reyach remains there in beis hamikdash because the place of the shayrish kedusha, the smell remains. And this is mamish divrei at Gemara in Yumo the Flametes Amud Beis that it says over there. That Azokan Echod said that he went to the place where it was Mishkan Shiloi. Mishkan Shiloi was destroyed. It was never rebuilt. It will never rebuild in the future. He says, "Ve'erachti reach k'toyris b'ben kostei." I can still smell the k'toyris, because once you have kedusha in the place, it's kedusha. It remains. It continues. and you still have connection because Reichu Milsi, the Reyach, remains. And this connects this idea of the Chasav Sefer, the Reichu Milso, the Gabi Gdusho. Of course, the smell is effective and continues. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email is to what to go, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.